This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, the vaccine. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech made the announcement this morning, as you know, 90% effectiveness, which is great, honestly, and totally unexpected. Also, not entirely expected, though, the amount of data and information sharing these companies have done. Trial blueprints, the breakdown of trial subjects and their ethnicities, and whether these companies are taking money from the government. Because, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, transparency matters to a highly skeptical public.
51% of Americans say they would definitely or probably take a vaccine, according to a September poll from the Pew Research Center. So to build public trust, Pfizer and other vaccine makers shared with the public some details of their trials. Who's tested, how many, how they're monitored, how to measure success.
I put a lot of pressure, as did others, to get those protocols transparent and released.
Dr. Eric Topol is head of innovative medicine at Scripps Research. He applauds Pfizer for waiting till it had enough data before going public on Sunday.
So the fact that this was done right and it didn't interfere with the election, it's much more auspicious and important. It wasn't used as a prop or a tool.
Pfizer also says it worked to diversify study participants. 42% are from racially and ethnically diverse backgrounds. Drug discovery chemist Derek Lowe says that's important because many in the African-American community have harbored suspicions about vaccines ever since the government's Tuskegee syphilis experiments decades ago, conducted on black men who were neither informed of the study nor treated with effective drugs.
Which was a medical disaster, an ethical and moral disaster, and it has messed up the relationship between that community and drug research ever since.
As for funding, many vaccine firms took R&D money from the government, though Pfizer did not. The next big test, says Jennifer Miller at the Yale School of Medicine, comes when drug companies release their data.
So that other scientists who the public trust can go in, replicate findings, and communicate them to the public, and, you know, hopefully build appropriate trust in a vaccine.
Enough trust to slow the pandemic. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.